When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Casey says, hi, you guys. First of all, love your show.
Thank you.
A faithful listener for years.
Yay.
Love your group therapy segments. Think I might have something for you to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
So my boyfriend and I were at my best friend's house over the weekend. She had a pool party. He had way too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my best friend told me when we were leaving that he had kissed her.
Oh.
She swears she didn't kiss him back, that it kind of startled her. I confronted him that night. He was just too drunk to make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, when he finally woke up, I asked him about it, and he said, I think I did, but it was a completely drunken move. I'm so sorry. I was just drunk.
Mm.
Ugh. I've always thought he kind of had a thing for her, and I've heard that your drunken actions are your subconscious thoughts.
Oh.
I told him I was upset. He doesn't seem to understand.
Oh.
Now, we've only been together for 6 months, and I feel like this is too much too early. In your expert opinion, how big of a red flag is this?
Is he... He's blaming it on the alcohol.
Yes, he is blaming it on the alcohol.
I mean, yeah, I've heard that phrase too, where it's, you know, you're not a different person when you're drinking. You just don't have the inhibitions. And so your subconscious thoughts, you don't have that little voice inside you that says, don't do that.
The right and the wrong is blurred.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. That's not the right thing to do right now.
Yeah, I got a couple of people on Facebook already like throwing out huge red flag. That's how big it is.
Okay.
Get out now. You guys have only been together for 6 months. He's already doing stuff like that. What's he going to do the next time he's had too much to drink?
Yeah, I do respect your friend, I think, if just at face value for telling you that night, you know,
yes.
And not just keeping it a
stewing
secret.
Stewing on it, yeah. And
right.
Then wondering, like, do I tell her or do I not tell her?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, she confronted and said that immediately. So,
yeah.
At face value, I respect your friend for that.
Yes.
And to which I kind of believe her, she didn't really kiss him back sort of thing.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily excuse the boyfriend.
Yes, Randy says being drunk might be the reason. It's not an excuse. You're still responsible for your actions and the consequences that come with them.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's not taking any responsibility and acts like he doesn't understand why you're upset is a field of red flags. Cut him loose.
Yeah, Caitlin texts in and says, sorry, I've been super plastered before, never kissed or cheated on anyone. So,
true statement.
Yeah, that is true. All right, 502-795-1997. Do you have something more for Casey to stew on? I mean, 6 months, yeah, not a huge amount of time in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but you remember who you're dating, even when you're drunk, right?
You do.
You do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever forgotten. Oh, I forgot I am.
Oh, I forgot I had a girlfriend.
So...
And it's not your face.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm going to remove my face from your
Whoops,
face.
Whoops. That's not you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up here next. How much weight do you put into a drunken kiss between your boyfriend of 6 months and your best friend?
Yeah. So best friend was like, caught me off guard. Didn't kiss him back. Sorry. Just thought you should know.
Boyfriend was like,
I was
drunk.
Sorry, that might have happened. I don't know. I was drunk. Sorry.
Got a message from a listener. As someone who was in a relationship, went to a party, got drunk, obsessed over a crush I had on a friend's then boyfriend. I know that alcohol definitely does loosen your filters, knocks down walls you thought were solid. I do also know that I did not act on any of those thoughts or feelings. It definitely is possible to not cheat when you're drunk. Is it easier to cheat? Yes. Still possible to stop yourself, though.
True statement. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ginger says, cut your losses. Find someone mature enough to handle themselves around your friends in social situations.
Yeah.
If you stay, there will always be that seed of doubt in your mind, particularly when you're at a party with both of them again.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show quite a bit. What's your take?
She red flag. She's got to go. She's got to end this now. Nobody forced him to pour all that alcohol down his throat. He's a big boy. He's responsible for his actions. She needs to end the relationship.
That's a deal breaker.
Oh, it's absolutely a deal breaker. You know what you're doing. Nobody forced you to drink that much.
True. Not to mention that her friend is probably going to be a little weird around him from now on or feel uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely. Extremely uncomfortable. 6 months in, no, she needs to go, and he needs to go quickly.
All right. Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. I don't know if you were going through a phone or a tunnel or what, but your phone was kind of breaking up.
So I can't find one single answer so far on Facebook or text that says, not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah, everybody's
shake this off. Move on.
Everybody's saying 10 out of 10 red flag. This is like, and it's interesting because it just seems like, okay, you know, hey, so sorry. I was drunk at the time, didn't know what I was doing, accidentally tripped, and my lips accidentally pressed against hers.
Right. And then, yes. So Eric says, it's big enough for you to question it. Sadly, it probably won't get any better. There will be another situation if alcohol is involved in part of your relationship. I've always been the believer, never waste my time or my effort. Trust your gut. It's up to you how much you're going to live with.
Yeah.
And if you know, if this happened in 6 months in, it'd be different, I think, if there was a long standing relationship.
Right. All right. A couple more and we'll wrap it up. But a message from a listener. This time the person didn't kiss back and told you next time could go further if the person is willing. Ditch him now. And then Chris is rolling in with some sort of weird sort of plot twist thing.
He says, plot twist, if he doesn't remember, maybe it didn't happen. Maybe the friend knew he wouldn't be able to defend it after being so drunk and is setting him up so the girlfriend will break up with him. Wait for it. Making him available for her. Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Maybe the connection the girlfriend has been sensing is coming from her friend, not her boyfriend. Ooh, the drama.
Sure, we all hope that that is the case.
Then girlfriend wouldn't have said, right to her and said, hey, this is what happened. I didn't kiss him back. This is just weird.
Exactly.
I felt really uncomfortable.
I think the deal that your friend came to you immediately really just shows that, okay, she wasn't into it. And she wasn't a part of this whole like thing. So
and
yeah,
she wouldn't be down for that. Yeah.
I think we're all saying writing's on the wall, Casey. Sorry. 6 months in and maybe this is time to just kind of bow out.
It's problematic on a couple of levels. One, that he actually did that, didn't stop himself because, you still remember who you're dating even when you're drunk. Mm-hmm. And B, the fact that he doesn't quite understand why you're still mad.
Right. All right. Well, hey, sorry. That sucks. And keep us posted. That is group therapy.